it is not very likely that these attacks were organized by what is left of the Islamic State armed group. We've seen this kind of scattered attacks more often, and not only in Indonesia. Ben Rich, a terrorism expert with Monash University in Australia, says that it is difficult to find hard evidence linking those attacks with the Islamic State.
We've had a number of homegrown terrorists who have gravitated towards this. Obviously, we had the Florida nightclub shooter a year ago in the US. We had a gentleman by the name of Man Monis here in Australia who claimed to be inspired by the Islamic State. When you dig into his background, very dubious whether he had a clear connection to them or if he was just gravitating towards this. But it is something I certainly encouraged in propaganda and online magazines.
But in this case, there was a link. According to Johannes Sulaiman, a specialist with the Jenderal Ahmad Yani University in Indonesia, the families did go to Syria.
They are pretty well off. The wife was a daughter of a very rich, probably one of the richest person in her hometown. And the husband also apparently from a decent family. He graduated, he's from the usual normal family, but somehow he just becoming radicalized and they all went to Syria. So we have three families went to Syria to join ISIS. And then they came back from Syria a while ago.
Sulaiman explained that unlike in other countries, Indonesia does not have the legal instruments to detain those who come back.
They were allowed to go on living. They were under surveillance, but the surveillance itself is not very stringent. And in fact, one of the main reasons why they are allowed to go scot-free is because there is no law in Indonesia that forbids you to go outside Indonesia and then to join this kind of organization. They were not allowed to join other countries' army, basically. Let's say I come to France and then ETA or ISIS or whatever, there's no law against it.
Still, Indonesia has been relatively calm when it came to suicide bombings. The most notorious attack took place in 2002 when terrorists killed 202 people in a nightclub in Bali and the 2009 Jakarta Marriott bombings. But a tough anti-terror program and strict anti-terror laws seem to have helped keeping the numbers of attacks down. Still, the new element of bringing in whole families in a joint suicide bombing exercise is worrying, says Sulaiman.
It is very peculiar. And in fact, if you look at all other suicide bombing, this is done by just a single person. Sometimes you have a pair of bombers, but in general, in conflict areas like in Africa, Boko Haram, or in Iraq, or in Afghanistan. But I think this is the first time like somebody actually using their own children as suicide bombers.
And that was Johannes Sulaiman of the Jenderal Ahmad Yani University talking there to us from Indonesia.